Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Please be seated for our announcements. I know John wants to say something, so he'll make his way up. But interesting note and announcement to give to this congregation and the whole Anglican Communion. We have a new Archbishop of Canterbury, which is quite exciting. The 106th Archbishop of Canterbury and the first woman ever to hold the office. She is knighted for her work as a nurse and is an incredible person. Her name is the Right Reverend Sarah Mullaly. And so I'm sure we'll hear more about her as time goes on.
Thank you. Shorts in October. Praise the Lord. I'm here to talk about our fundraising dinners, the cabaret nights on the 17th and 18th of October. That's a Friday night and a Saturday night. We need two nights because we can't fit everybody in on one night. So that's why we do the two. Please come. Tickets are $40. You get a nice meal, great entertainment. There's a cash bar. It's just a great night. Okay, starts at 6, dinner at 7, and we're all wound up about 10 o'clock. This is a great event to bring your friends, neighbors, get a table. It's a really great night. So please get tickets and please come and enjoy it. Thank you.
And I've got two more thank yous to give. The concert last night, Oliver Whitehead's Mass for All Creatures, was performed last night here at St. James by London Pro Musica and the St. James Westminster Choir. It was fantastic. Thanks to all the singers who participated in that. Thanks for all the volunteers who made sure the doors were open and people knew where everything was. It was a great, great evening. So thank you, and a fantastic concert. And the last one is also a thank you to all of the people from St. James who came to the green yesterday for the St. Francis pet blessing. It was quite fun. We had about 20 dogs came out at different times. Myself and Pastor Wallace from the Lutheran Church were able to be on the green for about an hour blessing dogs and being out in the community. And wearing your vestments through Wortley Village can get you a triple take. It was great. So just wonderful things going on in this community and around. So let's take a moment to recognize that we are in this space to do a holy thing. Would the congregation please stand? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Join us together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may become a holy temple, acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations. How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. How like a widow she has become, she that was great among the nations. She that was a princess among the provinces has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. Among all the lovers, she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile with suffering and hard servitude. She lives now among the nations and finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to the festivals. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan. Her young girls grieve, and her lot is bitter. Her foes have become the masters. Her enemies prosper because the Lord has made her suffer for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From daughter Zion has departed all Her Majesty. Her princes have become like stags that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. The word of the Lord.
I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall.
I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me.
Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail.
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
I say to myself, the Lord is my
is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him.
It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the
with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. By show of hands, how many people in this congregation have said to themselves, "I'm going to watch less news"? How many of you have actually managed to watch less news? Oh, well done. Well done. At the 8:30, we only had two hands that popped up with not being addicted to the constant stream that comes in. It is wild out there. It is hard, and it's getting weirder every day. Every time I turn on the news or scroll through YouTube or watch something, things seem to be worse than they were the day before. Now, I know we often come to church to hear a good message, to feel renewed and refreshed so that we can go out and face the world, but I'm not going to do that today. I chose the Lamentations reading for a specific reason. Now, Paul read it beautifully, but it was not a very friendly or happy reading at all, was it? It didn't end in some sort of hope everything's going to be fine. It ended in the truest form of lament. And I think this is something that we need to remember. That lament is a part of our faith. It's okay to look at the news and say, the world is not as good as it was 5 years ago. Things are rough and I don't understand how it's going to get better. I'm scared. And leave it at that. Jerusalem, in the reading that we had been pillaged. It had been destroyed by the Assyrians. All of its richness and grandeur was scattered to the diaspora of the Middle East. And it was in ruins. And it was in that context that these words were written. A lament, wishing for things to be better. And I think that is an appropriate, faithful response when we look at the world around us. I wish things were better. I don't know how to fix it at all. I'm a priest in a parish in southern Ontario. What can I do to influence tariffs or the 51st state talk? Not a whole heck of a lot. And yet I watch CNN or Fox or whatever it is with the intensity thinking like I could actually change something. In our gospel reading, the disciples ask Jesus, increase our faith. That's one of the scariest prayers that you can ask. Because if you ask for your faith to be increased, typically that means that things are going to happen that you need to have more faith with. I think we're in a time where we need to have more faith. Not so that we can do something, not so that we can fix it or change everything and make it all better, but so that we can have the faithfulness to hold on in the midst of the lament. The first step is actually acknowledging what is going on in the world around us, to be truthful for it. So much of the perception that the world has of Christian churches is the Ned Flanders approach. Everything's fine, it's all good, everybody's happy all the time. But we have the gift to be able to say, no, things need to be better. Things are tough right now. Acknowledging it is the first step. And holding faithfulness is the second. Faithfulness is what gives us that glimmer of hope. I don't know how things will go in the future. I don't know whether things will get better or things will continue on their trajectory. I don't know. None of us do. But there is something that we can do. It is to hold true to God, to be still, to lament the bad things that happen, and to hope, more than hope, to trust that God can do and will do what God has promised. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can say to the mulberry tree, get up and be planted in the sea. I think Jesus was quoting Monty Python there, but there's a point to it. If we have a little bit of faith, we can hold on and persevere through much because there is hope. There is always hope. But we need to acknowledge the reality that we find ourselves in. I'd love to end this sermon in a everything's going to be fine, but I'm not sure I can really do that. I think all I can do is to say, hold the faith, trust in God. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Would the congregation adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people?
The response to the prayers of the people is, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, we come before you with faltering faith, with doubts, and with anxieties. Teach us to wait patiently on your presence. Rekindle within us the gift of your grace. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, our land can feel a strange place to proclaim your glory. Teach us to sing the song of your mercies anew. We rejoice in your great faithfulness. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, the land produces your bounty and sustains us with all we need. Teach us to be responsible stewards of creation and to share your goodness. As we are thankful, so make us mindful of the needs of all. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, hear our prayer for all who are weary and whose labors seem thankless. In all our sorrows, restore our trust in your providential care. Pour upon us all your compassionate love. And we think today especially of Gavin, Catherine, Sherry, Scott, Terry, Solomon, Brian, Cheryl, Bob, Kathy, Dorothea, Matthew, Rick, Arnold and Marilyn, Don and Nancy, Charles and family, the King family, and Margaret and Martin. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Lord, hear our prayer for all whose lives feel desolate and lonely. Deal tenderly with those whose hearts are torn apart by grief. Gather to yourself in gentleness and peace all the departed. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. God of truth, receive all we offer you this day. Make us worthy servants, strong to follow in the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. You are the source of light and life for all your creation. You made us in your own image and call us to new life in Jesus Christ our Savior. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Glory, 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 glory.
give thanks to you, Lord, our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we await his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
That saved us.
Let us pray. Almighty God, may we who have been strengthened by this Eucharist remain in your steadfast love and show in our lives the saving mystery that we celebrate. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always.
Amen.
Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.